SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For Donald Trump, it's pay up or else. Today's a deadline for him to fork over almost $500 million bond in his New York civil fraud case.
State Attorney General Letitia James won the judgment against Donald Trump in civil court and has said that if the former president doesn't have the money to pay, she would seek to seize his assets and was prepared to make sure that the judgment is paid.
Correspondent Julie Walker in New York. On Friday, Mr. Trump announced he had secured the bond money. The civil fraud case is part of what the former president says is a political vendetta against him designed to impede his White House campaign. It amounts to election interference, according to Mr. Trump. Group of men has been charged in Friday's deadly Moscow terror attack.
Four men accused of staging the Russia concert hall attack that killed more than 130 people appeared before a Moscow court on Sunday on terrorism charges, showing signs of severe beatings. One appeared to be barely conscious during the hearing. Court statements said two of the suspects accepted their guilt in the assault, though the men's condition has raised questions about whether they were speaking freely. There have been conflicting reports in Russian media outlets that said three or all four have admitted culpability. I'm Charles Zuletespa.
The Israeli Defense Minister is in Washington today for talks with high-ranking Biden administration officials. They're discussing plans for the war in Gaza at a time when ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas have hit a dead end. Also at SRNNews.com, check if Wall Street finds stock futures lower ahead of this morning's opening bell. The Dow futures are down 54 points, NASDAQ futures off 93, and the S&P futures 16 points lower. This is SRN News. Democrats want a new national holiday.
Legislation has been introduced on Capitol Hill that would establish March 10th as Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. Sponsored by Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, the measure would, quote, celebrate the courage, compassion, and high-quality care that abortion providers offer to families across the U.S. The bill, which is unlikely to pass, is being described as a Democratic election year stunt. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals has sent a transgender athlete's lawsuit back to a trial court to determine if the man was illegally denied entry into women's competitions. J.C. Cooper, a man who is living as a woman, is suing USA Powerlifting over what he calls a violation of the Minnesota Human Rights Act. USA Powerlifting has released a statement saying that Cooper was barred from competing because he went through puberty as a male. This is SRN News. Chick-fil-A has backtracked from its decade-old no antibiotics ever promise.
The pledge was intended to help prevent human antibiotic resistance linked to the rampant use of the drugs in livestock production. Instead, the company says it'll embrace a standard known as, quote, no antibiotics important to human medicine. The new pledge entails avoidance of such medicines commonly used to treat people and limits the use of animal antibiotics to cases of animal illness.
Correspondent Jeremy House. It appears Nissan still believes the future is electric. The Japanese automaker plans to expand its electric vehicle lineup, develop more powerful batteries, and cut production costs. The company's chief executive describing the plan as the ARC pathway to greater sales by 2030. The automaker's target is to increase sales by 2030 to 1 million vehicles. More details, SRNNews.com.